Chapter 24. Ray quakes. Adia shows her the holovid outside the dining area. The others are still in there, once more arguing their respective positions. Now they've moved on to who exactly should become emperor in the wake of Palpatine's death. When Adia pulled her out of the room, Advisor Tishu was floating an idea where they used a proxy to show that the emperor was still alive. After all, he had many body doubles. Easy enough to use one. To her surprise, they all seemed to like that idea. And that's when Adia got her and showed her the vid.
At this very moment, a meeting takes place inside the walls of the Satrap's palace.
Someone has sabotaged us, Ray hisses. She sets her jaw and growls. This is not known information.
I know.
Was it you?
Fear travels across Adia's face like a crack in a wall.
No,
she stammers.
Admiral, please. I would never.
She thinks to press it. Reach out. Take the girl's throat. Make her confess through a collapsed windpipe.
But such cruelty is beyond her now. Adia didn't do this. No motive lines up. It makes little sense.
Who then? Pandion? The Satrap?
Someone else? Someone unseen?
Get me, Istra, Ray says.
Adia nods and ducks back in through the large red double doors leading into the dining room. Doors opulent with scroll work and carvings of some satrap fighting off strange creatures. A Nexu in one carving, a pack of feral humanoids in another. Ray stares at it and suddenly sympathizes.
I too am besieged.
The doors open as she watches them. The satrap emerges, all sycophantic smiles and deferential bowing and scraping.
Yes, Admiral Sloan, please, please tell me what I can do.
She shows him the holovid. His eyes go wide.
Wide? Wider as he watches it.
Oh, my.
Show me a window that faces the front, toward the avenue of Satrapi. Now!
He nods, claps his hands, and with a lasso whirl of a finger, two of his attendants, young women garbed in soft, diaphanous golden scarves, follow after, feeding him small dried fruits as he walks worriedly and hurriedly forward. They go up a set of blue tile steps, past a wall that is itself a burbling fountain, up another set of steps, these curving and so tight that two cannot walk up them side by side. They reach a longer hallway, one lined with narrow, arrow-slit windows.
Here,
he says, chewing on one of the small dark fruits nervously. Ray walks over to one of the slit windows. Even now, she can see a Kievans gathering out front. Not a mob, not yet, but they regard the palace as an unpleasant curiosity, like they're trying to decide what they're seeing or what to do. Or maybe they're looking for a sign of what's really going on in here. Already they've surely seen the Imperial ships parked along the landing ring that forms the top of the palace. And they've seen the increased stormtrooper presence, the TIE fighters swooping, the occupation of several key locations across Mira. The situation is a canister of fuel, stuffed with a rag. The rag lit on fire. The rag will burn. It will burn faster than anybody likes or expects. And when it does, boom. To Adia, Ray says,
begin to prepare the ships.
It will take some time to calculate hyperspace jumps.
We can do that after we exit the atmosphere. Time is of the essence.
This meeting is over. Time to tell the others.